I have some power. Right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Matt.
For those that were at our family service last Sunday night, anybody remember what we're talking about? First love. Yeah. I thought with Valentine's Day coming up, I'm sort of going to continue with that theme this morning about love. But we can never talk too much about God's love, can we?
No.
And love is, as the song says, what makes the world go round. I need my glasses on to read. I can't see you now. I can see there's something there, but not what it is. We talked about first love last Sunday, but I wanted to look at a little bit about Valentine's Day today. We all know that it's Tuesday, I would think, do we? Tuesday the 14th of February is Valentine's Day. Two questions to ask you. First of all, will you be sending anybody a Valentine's card this year? If you sent it, I'd frame it.
That's a challenge, aren't
you? Will anybody, will you be getting a Valentine's card this year from someone? Well, you never know, because Valentine's cards are not always expecting, yeah. The other thing is, do you receive a Valentine's card from someone this year? Are you actually expecting one? Well, my theory on this is that I don't need to send a Valentine's card because I prove my love by what I do, not by a piece of paper, and it saves me a couple of quid. And if I forget, I've always got that excuse. But I have to remember when I was at school sending Valentine's cards, and it seemed to be quite big at school. If you didn't get a Valentine's card, then, well, nobody likes it, you didn't get a Valentine's card. I used to send Valentine's cards myself when I was at school to the people that I liked, but not receive them very often, as you probably could guess. But one of the things, what we used to write on the back of our envelopes, if you can remember, what were you doing? Did anybody used to write that on back of here? Sealed with a loving kiss. Yeah. You've got to write that on the seal of your card, or it won't deliver properly, will it? And various other poems, some of them which I couldn't repeat here, but obviously when you're at school, you've got a bit more liberty. So, we went to Meadowhall yesterday. You might see that as a treat, or, I don't know, torture. I'm sort of in between. If I want something, then it's alright, but otherwise it's torture. But as we walked around the shops, even the ones that weren't really anything to do with Valentine's Day or love, had some sort of display in the windows of love arts or chocolates or, you know, something just to celebrate Valentine's Day. As we walked through the main aisles, there was a new stall that had been set up. The first thing I noticed was there's a great big rack full of chocolates. We're up here, and I looked over, I thought, aye. There were loads of roses and things, so they were obviously, they'd set this big stall up in the middle of one of the walkways, not usually there, just sort of to celebrate Valentine's Day, to sell chocolates, to sell flowers. And those various offers on, if you buy 25 roses, you've got a box of chocolates free and whatever, but as you know, the price of roses was phenomenal. It's become big business, hasn't it, Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
And billions of pounds are spent worldwide. It's not just us. It's a thing that has sort of took over all the world, spent worldwide on cards and flowers and chocolates and all sorts of things. You've got to get gifts for your wives, for your husbands, for your girlfriends, for your boyfriends, or prospective girlfriends and boyfriends, or people you like. This is the time when you get a chance to show it. Maybe they don't even expect it. Now, be truthful, have you ever sent a Valentine's card? Have you ever sent a Valentine's present to someone? I think probably most people have at some time or another. If you don't get something for your wife or your girlfriend, then it's, don't you love me? And then you're making your own tea, obviously, as well. But I think, what is the best Valentine's gift that anyone has ever given you? I'll think about that. What's the best Valentine's gift that anybody's ever given you? Anybody want to say? Anybody want to say? It's a secret. Well, it's nice. Chocolates are nice. Cards are nice. Wherever you like. Some people have a lot of other things than that. Bigger things. But the best thing that you could give to anyone on Valentine's Day is love itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the people, whether you send a card, whether you send flowers, whether you send chocolates or not, it's the love that matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the sentiment behind it, not the actual gifts. I don't know about you, but I quite like most of the Beatles songs, and one of them says, "Money can't buy me love."
Yeah.
That's true, isn't it? No matter how much money you've got, it can never buy you love. Not true love. Love can't be bought.
Mm-hmm.
Love can be given, and love can be shown, without spending a single penny, or without even going in Poundland. That's amazing, isn't it? Think about love. It's shown in actions and words, and not in money and gifts. The true love. Anybody can buy you a box of chocolate. You know, anybody can send you a card. Anybody can just spout words off of love, but it's in the actions, isn't it? It's in the things that we do for each other, and the things that we do for our partners and our families. If you think about your life so far, and the most important things in your life so far, none of it's to do with money, is it? I imagine very few people would say that money was the most important thing in their lives and what has brought them happiness. The thing that has brought me most happiness is love and relationships. You know, the money doesn't matter if you've got love and relationships, if you've got a loving family and a loving wife and children and people around you who care for you, which we call family. Although, to think about it, it takes us time to understand this sometimes. When we're children, we understand a little bit. When you get to teenagers, all you want is a job and money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then a wife, and then you want an house and you want a car. And by the time you get to your middle ages and you're a bit more settled, you think these things don't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, what does matter is that, you know, you've got your family, that you've got the things, that you've got your health. But new. All about love and how love works before he even made us, before he even made the world, God was motivated by love. John 3:16, which is one that Stephen mentioned on Sunday, says, "For God so loved the world." And the word where it says world there means us, not the people that he created. God so loved us that he gave his only son, that anyone who believed in him would have eternal life, the relationship with him forever. Greatest love gift that was ever given to you or to anyone else in this world was given by God in the form of Jesus, his son, because of his love for us. God wanted a relationship with us so badly that there was something in the way, and it's called sin. It's the wrong thing that we do. It prevented God having a relationship with us. But yet it provided a way that sin could be removed, that division could be removed. And that is Jesus dying on the cross. God gave his son. Jesus died on the cross, and God placed on Jesus every single sin of every person that have ever lived up to that time. You may not have thought about it. He also placed our sins on Jesus, and all anybody that's ever going to live before God calls and comes back again, their sins also were put on Jesus on the cross. Why is that? Because Jesus had to pay for it once and for all for everybody, so that whoever wanted to become a Christian and have that relationship could come to him. So everybody's sin has to be saved from the cross. That's an awesome gift, isn't it? And it removed the division between us and God so that we can come into God's presence. Even though we still do things wrong, I'm a mouse away from perfect. Is anybody here that's perfect? Put the hand up. I don't think anybody could they? We all still do things wrong, but the difference is that we're covered. You know, Jesus has paid the price for our sins, and we can still have a relationship with God. Us doing things wrong doesn't mean that God is again separated from us. But God loves us. He's accounted for that. He knows we'll do things wrong. Jesus paid the price so that sin could be removed from our lives in God's eyes, even though it's still there, really. But what we have to do is we have to acknowledge him as our Saviour. Say, "Yes, Lord, we understand that you did it for us. Lord, you are in charge of our lives. Lord, come in into our lives and take charge. Most of the verses we're going to use this morning I can remember because I learned them as a child or I learned them at Sunday school. One of them is from 1 John 4 verse 7. You probably remember this one from the song. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So what God does is, first of all, he shows us his love in that he gave his son so that we can have a relationship with him. And then he tells us to love each other, passes the onus on to us. He gives an example of how to do it in the perfect way and then says, you show love to each other. Just want to, my first one that I want to read this morning is from 1 Corinthians 13, and it's only a few verses. Read from verse 4 to verse 8. What is true love like? This gives us a few ideas. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself and is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, not provoke. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in doing things wrong, but he rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's true. True love can never ever let us down. If we've got true love for somebody and for each other, then we would never harm each other, would we? We would never do wrong things towards each other, or would try not. So anyway, true love never fails. All the other things in the world can. When we look at those few verses, it's an ideal standard, one which probably I definitely don't make up to, but probably most people in here couldn't make up to the exact standard of what love is described as there. We're not perfect, are we? If we love someone, we have to show it in words and actions, just as God did. God didn't just say, well, I love you, you know, I've created you, I really love you. He did something about it, he sent his son Jesus. Carries on loving us. He guides our lives, he heals us, he speaks to us, does things in our lives that we need doing. He guides us. It's ongoing, it's a relationship, it's something which happens every day. That's what love is about, isn't it? Spending the time having the relationship. John 15, I'm going to read from verse 12, verse 17 says this. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, and he lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for servants don't know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Good verse. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, and whatever you ask in the Father's name, he may give you. These things I command you. Last few words is love one another. It's a commandment of God for us to love each other. Think about that. You might find, if you look around this room, you might think, well, oh yeah, it's easy to look back, it's lovely. You know, mainly you might have someone else to think, not so easy. But,
I know.
You know, there's people which you can find easy to love, isn't there? Mm. And there's people that you can't find easy to love. But God says we've got to love them anyway. You know, in actions, not just in our words. Which can be hard, and God gives the ultimate example, doesn't he, that he loves everyone, provided a way that they could have a relationship. God says, love each other as I have loved you. There's no greater way of showing love than through selfless action, isn't it? Loving through doing stuff for people, for our families, for our partner, for our friends, for God, for our Christian families. So on Tuesday, this Valentine's Day, when even if you don't get a card or even if you don't send a card, remember that God gave the greatest love, gift of love ever to you by sending Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that if you believe in him, then that you can have eternal life and have a relationship with God, which carries you over into eternity. You know, when you get in heaven, it's funny. You know, I know you my child. Amen.